As you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You may be sitting in a comfortable chair. You may choose to lie down on a settee or a bed. Wherever you are, you're comfortable and relaxed, and you can notice the weight of your head resting there on the cushion. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on the cushion, knowing that those cushions will fully support the full weight of your head, so you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that chair will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that chair, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds from inside, the sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts, as you pay attention to your breathing, a gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say, because very soon now, you are going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. So, imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass, and you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest. Moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, and the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly. And the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further, as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean as you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you. Weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage until, quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker, golden colour when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm, golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze, which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead, the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral. Maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiralling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time, until just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares having floated away from you, you settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve, so long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move lazily along this corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning, and slowly the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of gentle golden light that relaxes you still further, and you suddenly realize with a surge of inspiration and pleasure that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success it suddenly dawns on you, with a surge of joy and anticipation, that what once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills and abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it too fast for you to see. And you realize that this is the information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the screen clears and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I am going to say to you. And everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days and weeks and months. It is from positive experience that you learn how to use your confidence in a way that builds and grows stronger every day. Increased self-worth. Recognizing even more than before that only good and positive thoughts are of value to you. That negative thoughts harm you. They actually harm you. You allow only good and positive thoughts. It is so very easy to be that person who does not allow for mistakes to be made. And it can be a comfort to know that an error is simply an opportunity to do it differently next time. Perfection is almost never needed, and even champion athletes are never perfect all the time, and sometimes get it wrong. It's interesting to observe that when the Navajo Indians weave their beautiful rugs and blankets, they always leave a knot, an imperfection, so that the gods are never angered and that they are not trying to be gods themselves. It can be comforting to know that you can give yourself permission to feel safe and enjoy those things that are important, knowing that the world will not come to an end if you leave a knot. So that the gods know that you are not challenging them, just doing the best you can and leaving it at that. As you go deeper now, just listening to the sound of my voice, you can be aware of those comfortable, heavy feelings of legs, of arms, of your entire body that seems to float in time and space. These hypnotic sensations that allow you to know that you have travelled from one state of awareness into another state in a calm and confident way. And I wonder now if you can allow those feelings to continue, those comfortable, relaxed sensations of mind and body, as you drift and dream, and my voice drifts with you. You now look to the future in that way that tells you that things will go well, that you will succeed, that you are special, attractive, intelligent, and capable. And in this way, you program yourself to succeed, and you will succeed. You now look to the future and see only good things and good people happening to you as you move forward to grasp opportunities. Seeing those opportunities clearly, intensely aware that all your worthwhile goals are attainable. You have all the confidence you need to build upon, all the capabilities and capacities to be that person that you want to be, special and exciting. You and you alone have your best interests at heart. You now take control of your life, now. You are taking control. You trust your own judgment in all things, and you know that you alone have your best interests and those who are close to you within your control. And it is with profound satisfaction now that you undertake and commit yourself to your own best interests, utilizing to your highest potential your capability, your special qualities, accepting your feelings of self-congratulation as you achieve your worthwhile goals. You find it easy to concentrate on what is important to you. Your subconscious mind helps you in those ways, reminding you of your successes, of your positive abilities, of all your special qualities. Others appreciate you more as you demonstrate your confidence. Your positive approach allows those around you to have confidence in you. As your confidence grows and manifests itself in your day-to-day success, now your creativity discovers new ways of releasing itself to become effective and part of your own special personality. You impress and amaze all with your clarity of thought and expression of new ideas and input to every situation. Once the bystander, now at the forefront, establishing yourself as that interesting, positive person that you are. You can now be aware that you are the equal of all, relaxed and comfortable in every situation. You are realizing now, with greater clarity each and every day, that you can unlearn that feeling of fear and lack of confidence. You now take a deep breath, relax yourself from head to toe, and take the image into your mind of you, happy and secure, confident and self-assured. As you tell yourself, I can, I will. This comfortable, pleasant image soothes your mind, and all fear and self-doubt leaves you completely. You unlearn fear by being positive and realizing that the only thing that can hurt you is the fear itself. No longer do you accept fear or negativity. You banish in their entirety all unwanted, inappropriate thoughts and symptoms, allowing only good thoughts and positive feelings to grow and become part of your special personality. You do this easily because you are in control. It will become easier and easier for you to do this as you take control. And you will take control. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. The man lived in a flat, by a road, on a bridge. It was the busiest part of the city. The flat was at the top of a building of many flats, filled with noisy people. Cars either sped along or queued on the bridge in long traffic jams. Slow boats chugged under the bridge, whilst speedboats zipped under it, tooting their horns. Boatmen pointed out landmarks on loudspeakers. The man had lived there for many years. He always said hello to his neighbours. He always cheerily smiled as he cycled past the queues of cars on the bridge, and he always waved to the people who travelled in the boats under the bridge. He even had time to welcome newcomers to the block of flats with a gift of fresh soup. A particularly anxious young mother, who had just moved in, was finding the neighbours, road and boats too noisy to bear, and when the man arrived with soup, she gratefully took it. She noticed how serene the kind neighbour was, and so the young mother asked him, "What's your secret? How do you manage to stay so calm?" And the man smiled and said, "There is a quiet eye of stillness in the centre of every storm. You just have to walk over and stand in it." As you leave here today, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special, your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination, but today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not? And now, you can just let yourself rest back, fully relaxed, your body at rest, your mind at ease, and drift into a deep, natural sleep, a satisfying, relaxing, revitalizing sleep. And should you need to wake through the night, you will be calm, your mind at ease. You will deal with the cause of your waking, and then, your mind staying calm, you find it easy to return to bed, return to sleep, easily, quickly, calmly, to that deep, natural, relaxing sleep. And now, sleep, as the music gently fades away.